¿Qué tal amigos de Irlanda? Hello everybody, my name is Silvia Bernal and with Ola Yoki will share with you the following minutes of Culture Shot in Near FM 90.3.
Hello Silvia, my name is Ola Yoki Ajikulu, Bawoni friends in Dublin and Ireland. Today's topic involves people who work as a domestic workers in Ireland, especially those who are migrants and living in Ireland.
These people who come from Africa, Asia or South America to Europe with a desire to find a job, save money, find a better life than in their home countries.
Many people, especially women, come to Ireland to work as a au pair, childminder, nannies or carers, actually as a domestic workers.
Work as a pair, nanny or care involves caring of family member, such as children or elderly people. The domestic worker is responsible, assisting them, even doing some housekeeping too.
Domestic workers are very often people from other countries who in many cases come to live with the family. Usually, the families provided accommodation, food, and pocket money. In exchange, the au pair, caregiver, or any other domestic worker taking care of the children and elderly people.
In some cases, work as a domestic worker can become in a cheap labor, where the worker comes to work over 40 hours per week, receiving the same payment and even less. And this job as a domestic worker becomes a means of exploitation.
Also, in many cases, the domestic workers do not know their rights as a migrant and as a workers and decided to remain in silence because they don't want to return to their home countries.
Experiences are many, some good, some bad. In the next few minutes, we will listen the story of Tunji, who was a domestic worker, and she will tell us her experience in Ireland. But before this interview, let's listen Amy Mann with the song How Am I Different. Don't go anywhere, because in a few minutes, we will return with the story of Tunji. Welcome back to Culture Shots. As we said before, we talked with Tunji. She will tell us about her experience in Ireland as a domestic worker.
I am Tunji. I came to Ireland last 5 years ago. My experience, very bad experience when I come here.
Why did you come to Ireland?
For the good reason, we have to earn more money. This is for the European country. It's good to earn money. This is currency to get more, for the future, for saving our money in future. That's why one of the reason to come to Ireland as a childminder.
Do you come in your own or you came with another friends or family here to Ireland?
Yes, I am alone come here to find a job.
And how did you find the job here?
because I'm looking for the advertisement, so I applied at this place and then the internet. And then from there I apply, I get the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start the job. When I learn, I start the job. And for the first time, I do the job because I have experience also too.
Okay, you came here to Ireland because you were expecting to save money to send maybe for your family in your country. And how was your experience here working as a child minder? Tell me.
When I came here to Ireland, I had very bad experience in Ireland as the Smith workers. Because in here, some of the music workers are not lucky get a good employer. Like myself, I have very bad employer. Very, very brutal and very, very employer not so good. This is my life where I look when I work with them. I working around, start at 6:30 in the morning. And then must prefer the breakfast for the kids and then all the everything must be provided for the kids. And then after that, looking for everything for the feeds for them, feeding for the kids, make sure everything dress up, including the homework, including the everything I must provide it for them. This is my routine duty daily. And including during that, must mind the children. I do must cooking also too for the feeding kids. Meanwhile, the employer asked me about housekeeping, clean and tidy, the big house. Unfortunately, sometimes my employer family coming and take holiday. It's so bad time. The more pressure to work, the more duty to do. And so very worst time, at the end of the month, they gave me so little bit money.
And how long did you work with this family?
Around 2 years. I never have any proper break. In 2 years, I never have a break off holiday. Even the weekend, I must do more job, you know. A very, very hard time. Sometimes I'm so sick, they force me also work to do.
For example, if you were sick, did you have to work?
Yeah, I must work. Even as sick, I must work. Because this is my duty. Because I stay with them.
What it was the treatment of the family with you?
Oh, this when I first, they always put a lot of job, loading more job, you know. The same time you must do the dry for the laundry. The same time you must do housekeeping. The same time you must tell minder. The same time you must organize all the feeds for the children.
Why you didn't give up the job?
I have no idea that I'm alone. Nobody. I have one friend, my neighbor, who asked me to call Tunji, can I help you? I said, yeah, one day I need you help me. If I have very, very desperate. Then one day when I feel so sick, I cannot work. And that time my employer fired me and kicked me out there from their house in the night time. I'm not allowed to stay with them because I'm so sick. I cannot give the service for them. So they kick me out from their house. So I come to my friends. Please help me. My employer fired me. I cannot know nowhere to go. And then my friend saved me and bring me to the MRCI.
And you didn't know about your rights here in Ireland as a domestic worker?
That time, I don't know. Even my friend also don't know we have the right to highlight. After that, when I go to MRCI and from MRCI, I introduce this other role. This the domestic workers should have the right when working in Ireland. When I look at my friends now from Philippines, they're so lucky because they have a good employer provided for her. Now he going back to for good in Philippines. He have pension after 10 years he work here. It's good. They support all the domestic workers like this. So that is between employer and the child mother have a good relationship. Normally, domestic workers not strangers. Is it strangers or not? To look in the hotel, they trust domestic workers. That the workers trust the employer. Why the employer take advantage?
What can you say for other people who works as a domestic worker? What can you say to them?
Okay, for domestic workers all over the island. If you have facing trouble or facing the problem, you keep moving and meanwhile you get more information. You must find a way you go out. The employer can change you anytime. They can change you. But you must change your life. That is important. More better life. Fight for better life. That's what I want to do. Better future, better life. All the domestic workers in the island. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We will go for a break now. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. That was A Million Miles Away by Rory Gallagher. This is a culture shot. We are talking about the domestic workers in Ireland.
Domestic workers are a part of the family, but not all the stories are sad and unfair. There are good experiences too. This time, Ola Joke interviewed to Hilda, who works as a domestic worker. She is living in Ireland and she is involved with MRCI, the Migrant Rights Center Ireland. Let's listen.
Miss Hilda Grasby, can you tell us where you come from? That's my first question.
I come from the Philippines, and my name is Hilda Grasby. And I think I stayed in the state for 13 years now.
13 years?
Yeah.
Wow. And where did you become a domestic workers action group?
Yeah, I come in Ireland as a domestic workers group, and I was employed by the family. I was offered to get that employment by the family in Waterford. I work as a domestic workers in Ireland for 3 years.
3 years, yes. Domestic workers, yeah. Experience.
Yeah, the experience being a domestic workers.
That's very good. And where do you work, and the family that you were working with, are they good? Are they good and good family, or how many children are you minding?
Yeah, I minded the 3 children, and the relationship between me and my employer are very good. I have a positive experience being a domestic workers in Ireland, so thanks God for that.
You're happy by working as a domestic workers?
I mean, being a domestic workers and living in someone's house is not a cup of tea. But if you have a good relationship with a family you're working with, it's very good. My employer is a very good employer, as I said before. She will look after my accommodation. I have a nice accommodation. I was provided with television, DVDs, and I was included with the family every time we have a meal. I eat together with the family. So we are good balance between employers and employment as well.
You know your rights as a domestic workers.
Yeah, of course. Before I come in, I do a little bit research what is the Ireland law. So I think being a domestic workers and being a migrant as well, I know my rights, that I am entitled to get the paid exactly the same payment for other nationals in Ireland that entitled to the minimum wage. That you are only allowed to work 42 hours a week or 40 hours a week. and you are respected. Your the employer need to respect your privacy as well, so that they don't have the position to hold your belonging and documents as well. So all of this is your right being a employment in Ireland.
I would like to know, where did you get involved with MRCI and how do you know about the MRCI, please?
I organized a Filipino-Irish community in Waterford when I am working in Waterford. On that organization, I found out that they got a few women who are badly as well exploited in an exploitative situation. So I ran around as a leader for them. I ran around where I can get support and can address to the situation of this woman being exploited. If any organization who handling the case, because me as a migrant workers in Ireland, I don't really got the clue as well how to address. So someone connect me to the Migrant Rights Center. Well, from that long now, I've been connected to the MRCI since 2003 until now, so I do really enjoy, because the Migrant Rights Center Ireland is the organization who are really empowering migrant workers. So if the migrant workers, especially domestic workers now, needed help, they can connect to the MRCI and they can connect to the Domestic Workers Action Group.
Thank you very much, Ms. Hilda Rigasby. Do you have any message for the people out there, please?
Now, for the people out there, especially the migrant rights workers, standing up for your rights is not easy. But we do really need to do it, because if we don't stand up for our right, I assure you, and no one will gonna be do that for us. And if anyone who are really in a bad situation, especially domestic workers working in a private home, don't be afraid to contact the Migrant Rights Center of Ireland.
Thank you very much, Ms. Hilda Rigasby. I'm very glad to have you here this evening. Thank you very much. So that was Hilda Rigasby, who told us a little bit of her experience in Ireland as a domestic worker and about her job in MRCI. We will continue with the program after listening to Bob Marley with song Redemption. Enjoy.
Redemption songs,
we were listening to Bob Marley, and the topic of the day is the domestic workers, their stories and their rights in Ireland. And MRCI is an organization who works for the migrant rights in Ireland. And inside the MRCI, there is a very active group, the Domestic Workers Action Group, who are there to stand up for their rights and to help people in similar situation as Tunji and Hilda. Ola Yoke, who also is part of this group, will tell us more about. So, what is this group?
Domestic Workers Group is a group of women in Ireland who are working in a private home to encourage themselves and to meet one another, to discuss each one another's story, and to encourage one another to make them to understand that even there is life, there is still hope for them, to help them to stand on their feet.
Okay, to stand up for their rights.
Yes, and to get justice, for them to know what their right is, and to stand for justice and to work with dignity, and for people to know that migrant rights, domestic workers' job is a job that should be recognized, and for us to work for dignity and respect.
And what are the activities that this group is doing?
The activities that DWAG is doing, sometimes we meet together at MRCI, we go for meeting to discuss about our matter and to encourage one another that everything will be fine. And sometimes we could go out, we could go for a sleepover, we could just to enjoy ourselves. And Man Grant, right, they are really trying in that to encourage us that, yes, we should keep on and everything will be fine.
And how can the people get involved with this group?
To get involved with this group is you could contact MRCI on their office line. You could go to the website at mrci.ie to find more information about the Migrant Rights Center. And you'll get to know more about the DWAGS group as well.
Thank you very much. This is a useful information about the MRCI and the Domestic Workers Action Group. And if you want to know more about and get involved with this group, we invite you to visit mrci.ie.
We listened to the story of domestic worker and we got some information about organization as the MRCI. And we can keep talking more about this. But unfortunately, our time is gone.
But we invite you to stay for the next program and for the next session of Culture Shots here in Near FM. Thank you very much for listening. I am Silvia and...
Hola, Joke.
We will be with you next time. Hasta pronto.
See you soon. Odabo.
The content and views expressed in this program are those of the participants alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of POBL, the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration, or the European Commission.
This project is co-financed by the European Commission under the European Integration Fund and is supported by the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration in the Department of Justice and Equality and POBL.